American Family Radio.
25 years on the battlefront.
For my family.
For my family.
For my family.
For your family.
It's American Family Radio's Fall Share-a-thon.
Thank you for calling.
Call now with your financial gift at 877-616-2396 or donate online at afr.net. American Family Radio.
For your family.
Sandy Rios with you this morning, and this is, of course, 25 years on the battlefront for your family for the American Family Association. I remember when it started 25 years ago, Don Weidelman was a champion, that Southern preacher with a distinctive accent, you know, from Mississippi, smart like a fox, you know, and making his, he made it on television. You could see him all over the place fighting back at what we were seeing for the first time on television. You know, we came out of an age of Dick Van Dyke and, you know, Father Knows Best, and suddenly we are hearing vulgarity and seeing all kinds of things on television, and it was shocking. And you can see when you look back how far we have fallen in terms of our degradation. But standing up for family values and for the protection of families and their minds and for a God standard in culture and everywhere was Don Weidelman, who then founded the American Family Association. Tim Weidelman is with me this morning. That name is familiar because, of course, he is the son of Don Weidelman. He joins me back in Tupelo this morning. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Describe for us what's going on down there. What are you seeing?
Well, it's Share-a-thon, our fall Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. And for those who are new to us, this is our 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week, where we'll be telling you, you know, what's going on here, sort of behind the scenes, what our goals, objectives are, and also the fact that it's not free. We need your financial support. So if you believe in American Family Radio, if you appreciate us, as the listeners just said, listener comment just said a few minutes ago, then this is the time to make a gift, to make a donation, to help us stay on the air and to keep growing. So that's what's happening down here. We have a lot of people who are phone volunteers. I'm looking at them through the glass window here, and they're
tell
ready.
Tell them I said hello. Hello,
yeah, hello
everybody.
Everybody.
Hi, everybody.
They're ready. They're ready to take. They're ready to take calls. Let me give the phone number here. The phone number for to make a pledge, and this is a what you're doing, folks. You're calling and making a pledge to American Family Radio, and it's tax deductible. We're a 501c3. At least now, well, the IRS, before the IRS strips us of that.
Yeah, that's true. Ha ha, they said.
I know.
Yeah, laughter.
Laugh yeah. Lest we cry.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the phone number if you want to make a gift, and please be as generous as you can. Here's our phone number, 877-616-2396. You just need to pick up the phone, call, and say, hey, I believe in American Family Radio. Somebody here will answer the phone. Someone who listens just like you, who's a volunteer, here's the phone number, 877-616-2396.
And let me just say that in the next 3 days, Tim is going to be sitting with me, which is a lot of fun for me. It's nice to have someone with me, especially the president of AFA. So we'll be chatting about things that AFA and AFR are doing. American Family Association, of course, American Family Radio is a branch of that. We have 200 stations nationwide, and we can talk about that too, Tim, at some point. Mm-hmm. But I just want people to know we will be talking about the news also. So don't, you know... Mm-hmm. And go away and say, oh, they're just going to be talking about money. We're going to be doing that, but we're going to be folding in the news as well. And let me repeat that the phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. I mentioned several times on the air, and I know all of the hosts have, that we love your stories. And so people from all over the country have called in and talked about what American Family Radio has meant to them, and here's one we want you to hear.
I recently ran for state representative here in the state of Oklahoma. I lost in the primary, but I had a feeling or a calling that God wanted me to do that after having been a listener of Sandy Rios and Tony Perkins. They both really made an impression on my heart, and although I lost, I felt like I was obedient to his call, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep trying to fight for this state and for this country. Thank you very much for what y'all do.
Wow, Tim. That's cool. That is very cool. You know, when she says she lost, I think, you know, well, so people think, they think, if they honor God and they trust him and they do what they feel he wants them to do, they're going to have great success. You know, and I've seen missionaries sell everything. I had friends that sold everything they had, took their two boys overseas to a very difficult country. This is many years ago. Really, they gave up everything they had. They had very good careers. And when they got over there in just the first year, she got typhoid and nearly died. And they had a terrible time on the mission field. My point is this, that God calls us to serve him, and the outcome is not, I think that's kind of part of Western thinking, that the outcome is going to be great success, and you're going to build a foundation and raise millions of dollars, and your name will go down in history. And it doesn't necessarily happen that way because
unless
God...
Unless you're Clinton.
Unless you're... Yes, but then I'm not sure they heard God's call founded the foundation. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I also think about Abraham Lincoln, who ran, you know, had failed campaigns so many times, and he must have thought, you know, what's this all about? And then God used him so mightily. Hmm. So to our listener that told that story... just I want to give her perspective. Well, she honored God, and God will not waste that. That's a great story, don't you think?
Amen. Amen. I tell you what's so great about Charathon too, Sandy, those stories like we just heard. We hear from people all over the country who you know what, they may talk differently, we may dress differently, have different backgrounds, but the common denominator is Jesus Christ and our faith and our belief that we can do something to make the world better, to make our country better, to stand for decency and righteousness and morality and those things the Bible says we should stand for. So that's the common glue that listeners have, whether they're calling from Georgia or from Oregon or from Pennsylvania or Texas, wherever folks may be calling from. We're one big family, if you will. And our theme is 25 years of defending your family. Since 1991, we've been on the air with American Family Radio, and that's our goal, is to defend the family and promote the gospel. And so if you believe in that and you want to join our effort, especially if you're a new listener, we need your help. Whatever you can do, a monthly or a one-time gift to help us here at American Family Radio, we will use it wisely. We will be good stewards of your money. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396. You're listening to American Family Radio. Our home base is in Tupelo, Mississippi. Sandy's in the Washington, D.C. area. Every morning she comes to us from our nation's capital to tell us the latest. And but we have the nearly 200 stations all across the country. And we thank you for tuning in wherever you may be listening to AFR.
Okay, and again, the phone number is 877-616-2396, and we appreciate, I can't tell you how much we appreciate your gifts.
Amen.
I think most of the gifts that come to AFR and AFA are small, not
right.
Millionaires, not billionaires, you know, or the George Soroses don't pick up the phone
nope.
And call. Yeah, so, and that's a good thing because it means you have ownership, and that means we have responsibility to you. When you give your hard-earned money. And we know it is hard-earned now. It's hard to come by. These are tough times. And so we appreciate the sacrifice that you make to help support us so that you can, in the mornings, turn it on and listen to us. Just try to inform you the best way we can. So the phone number, again, is 877-616-2396. Tim, I think the most startling story of the 24-hour cycle is James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, who made his bones, you know, exposing ACORN and other organizations like that, has just revealed the first part of an undercover endeavor that he's been doing for the last year. You may recall, and I'm sure you do, that remember that Trump supporters have always been characterized in media as violent, that they're rough, they're crazy, these rallies are wild.
Yes.
These people are out of control. Remember, there was a rally shut down in Chicago. Remember people being hit and all kinds of violence. Well, interestingly enough, now we know this is actually being, this is an orchestrated effort by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. And James has released a video that's actually quite lengthy, but here is just 2 minutes of it. Listen to it with me, Tim. It's just amazing. Then let's talk about it.
But supporters at Trump rallies are violent and dangerous, looking to beat up protesters who don't agree with them. But our undercover investigation into the Hillary Clinton Democratic Party machine reveals a very different story.
If you're there and you're protesting and you do these actions, you will be attacked at Trump rallies. That's what we know.
So that's part of the process of eliciting the reaction.
The whole point of it is we know that Trump's people will freak out. The security team will freak out.
This is Scott Fogel. He is the National Field Director for Americans United for Change. He used to work for People for the American Way, an organization funded by George Soros. He also has his own company called the Fogel Group. He is one of the dark operatives for the Clinton campaign.
We are contracted directly with the DNC and the campaign, both.
Yeah.
I am contracted to him, but I answer to the head of special events for the DNC and the head of the special events and political for the campaign.
The campaign pays DNC, DNC pays Democracy Partners pays the Fogel Group, goes and executes on ground.
Democracy Partners is a private political consulting company with deep ties to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama's White House, and the Democratic National Committee.
Wherever Trump and Pence are going to be, we have a bench.
Okay.
And we have a whole team across the country that does that, both consultants and people from the Democratic Party and the Democratic Party apparatus and people from the campaign, the Clinton campaign. My role campaign is to manage all that.
Bob Creamer is Democracy Partners. He is the husband of Jan Schakowsky, a Democratic congresswoman from Chicago, and in 2005 he pled guilty to tax violations and bank fraud. He was convicted and sentenced to 5 months in prison and 11 months of house arrest. He founded Democracy Partners in 2011.
All right, there's so much, Tim. Let me just share a little bit more of this.
So what we were hearing there, just for those who don't know, don't understand maybe what's going on, what exactly were we listening to?
Well, these are undercover videos of the operatives who are carrying out inciting violence at the Trump rallies. And they go on to say, of course, it's a 15-minute long tape, so what you didn't hear are some other things. And one of the main organizers is Bob Creamer. You heard his very deep voice. He is the husband of Jan Schakowsky, Illinois congresswoman, who I know is a leftist. I've known this for years, socialist leftist. So, and what they do is they go in and you'll hear them on the tape. Not there, you didn't hear that, but they go in and they hire mentally ill to do whatever they want them to do. They teach them to, let me see if I can read. You put people in the line at the front, which means they have to get there at 6 a.m. because they have to get in front of the rally so that when Trump comes down the rope line, they're the ones asking him the questions in front of the reporter because they're pre-placed there to funnel that kind of operation.
This is a sabotage. This is a sabotage effort on the part of these people you're naming to make Trump look bad, to stir up trouble at his rallies so that the media catches that, so that they continue this narrative that people who support Donald Trump are violent, angry, out of control people. That's what's going on. That's what you're saying?
Yes, and it's worse than just being on the line to ask Trump bad questions to get on the media. He said, we have mentally ill people. We pay to do that blank. Make no mistake. I paid a few homeless guys to do some crazy stuff. But the reality is a lot of people, especially our union guys, they'll do whatever you want. They're rock and roll. When I need to get something done in Arkansas, the first guy I call is the head of the AFL-CIO down there. Because he'll say, what do you need? And I say, I need a guy that'll do this. And they find that guy. And then it's full of profanities. But they talk about how, they shut down they find out where Trump and Pence are going to be, and then they go and sabotage. They talked about shutting down Chicago.
Is that not illegal?
Of course it's illegal. I mean, yes. This is just, it's unbelievable. And we're going to put the video on our Facebook page. And this is something, Tim, you'll want to, this just came out this morning, so I know you haven't had a chance to look at it. But this is stunning.
Okay, who did this again? O'Keefe?
James O'Keefe, Project Veritas.
Okay.
And it's just part one. There's going to be many, many more, but it is really damning. It's a lot like the Planned Parenthood undercover videos in terms of style, but you get their faces on camera.
So you're putting that on your video, on the Sandy Rios in the Morning Facebook page?
Yes, and people need to be warned. It has profanity in it. It has, these guys are profane.
Okay, Sandy Rios in the morning, R-I-O-S. Her face, Sandy's Facebook page is where that'll be posted. Yeah, so be mindful that has that kind of language. Wow.
Yeah.
Where is this? Is this going to get, do you think this will get, it should get national news attention
today.
Well,
it should, but then we have the next story of the day, of course, is how many of the America's reporters are giving to the Clinton campaign. And I think Donald Trump has gotten $3,000 and Hillary Clinton has gotten something like almost $400,000 from American media. I think we have to have a bumper here. I just need to say that, we need to probably take a break. We are doing 25 years on the battlefront for your family. And certainly this is part of the battlefront right now. And we appreciate in advance anything that you can do to help us stay on the air and tell stories like this. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And Tim will be right back with me, and we'll tell you more about what the needs are financially, where the money's going to go, and then, of course, more news. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
My name is Nola in Plano, Texas, and I just wanted to say that I listened to a Christian radio station in the Dallas area for 40 years, but then one morning I accidentally turned into Sandy Rios in the morning, and my interest and knowledge about current affairs changed how I think and pray about America and the world. After discovering Sandy, whom I appreciate more than words can possibly say, I also discovered the AFR family, and I seldom change my dial. And I must say that Trivia Friday is a welcome break from the serious issues that we have to face throughout each week. I just praise God for bringing AFR into my home every day.
Fall Share-a-thon continues.
Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. AFR.net. American Family Radio. 25 years on the battlefront for your family.
Sandy Rios in the morning back with you. That music makes me think of how a morning show probably should be, where you wake up and you just feel good. I mean, that is great music. But instead, you tune in to me, and I bring you all of this bad news. And I've never quite understood that, Tim, but you remember when you and I talked about whether that was going to work or not?
Yeah, happy music, bad news.
Exactly.
American Family Radio. We're here to cheer you up and bring you down.
Exactly. Now, but I mean, that was a beautiful, beautiful word from our new friend in Dallas. And you have something to do with Trivia Friday, I think, right?
Yeah, we have fun on that show. It's 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time on American Family Radio Friday. What we decided a couple years ago was Monday through Thursday, we're talking about the news. We're talking about heavy stuff, serious stuff. But on Fridays, we were just gonna have some fun, and listeners responded. And so we do that. You know, we have fun, and they have fun, and you know, we're working toward a a degree because it's learning university. So anyway, yeah, that's tomorrow.
We call it learning university.
We call it learning university. You don't need the G.
Do you say that actually?
Yeah, learning.
Learning.
You don't
yeah,
even
learning.
Need it. Learning. We took the G off.
Yeah, well, I like that. I noticed you guys never ask me. I guess you just don't think I know any trivia or I can have fun. Right. I that is my MO now.
Well, we'll have you on next time you're down here. We'll have you on with us.
Oh, man. All right. This is our annual Share-a-thon. We do one in the fall and one in the spring. And it is your gifts and support that fuels all that we accomplish mm-hmm. here at the American Family Association, American Family Radio. And up front, before you even pick up the phone, our deepest thanks to you for your sacrifice to make that possible. And you always amaze me, always, always,
Amen.
Without fail, your generosity. We don't have to beg. We just tell you the need, and you're there. And our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Tim, what is the need right now for American Family Radio?
Let me, and my apologies to those of you who've been with us for a long time, but we have a lot of new listeners. We've upgraded our station in Baton Rouge. We've just added a station in New Orleans, Culpeper, Virginia, which reaches Northern Virginia. There's a lot of new Huntsville, Alabama. There's a lot of new listeners, and they've probably been tuned in, and they're wondering what's going on this morning. Well, it's not free. You know, the radio towers cost money. The satellite time costs money. We have staff to pay. But we trust that if you believe, if you in American Family Radio, if you appreciate what we're doing here, maybe you've just tuned in to us in the last few months and you say, finally, somebody's telling the truth about what's happening in our country. And also trying to reach others for Christ and change our culture that way. So that's what's happening here. We're American Family Radio. We've been on the air since 1991. But we count on those who listen to us to make gifts during this Share-a-thon, because otherwise we're not able to be on the air in your community. So if you believe in us and you trust you trust what we're doing and you want to help us, let me give you the phone number. And again, this is a tax-deductible gift. It's like we're passing the virtual offering plate so that we can keep American Family Radio on the air. So if you believe in what we're doing, here's the phone number to make a gift, and please be as generous as you can. 877-616-2396. I'm going to give you that phone number again one more time right now. 877-616-2396. 96. That rings our studio in Tupelo, Mississippi, our offices. I'm sitting here looking at the people who are answering the phone. We're a national ministry, but our home offices and studios are in Tupelo. Last hour, we had 103 calls and nearly $15,000 in pledges. So thank you if you called the last hour. That was wonderful. We appreciate that that response in that first hour of Share-a-thon. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Sandy, I'll just tell you real quickly, folks, we asked Sandy, how long has it been now, Sandy? How long have you been on the air with us?
You would ask me that.
I don't know.
Is it four years? I think it's 4 years. Yeah, it's 4 years because I know it has been 4 years last spring because I went to the Republican convention 4 years ago
right.
For the first time for American Family Radio. It wasn't the first time I'd been there, but in that capacity.
You know, real quickly, tell folks how this happened. Sandy worked for Concerned Women for America for a number of years and worked closely with my dad, Don Wildman, who was then the president of American Family Association. Well, Sandy went on to be a contributor on the Fox News channel after she left Concerned Women for America. Correct me if I'm wrong if I get any of this story right.
Okay, well.
Wrong, rather. And then Sandy and I knew each other, but didn't talk much. But we had mutual friends. But I saw Sandy one evening on the Bill O'Reilly show, and Bill O'Reilly was not letting Sandy talk. And on whatever issue it was,
Ellen DeGeneres representing JCPenney.
Yes, Ellen DeGeneres representing JCPenney. And Bill O'Reilly, I like a lot of what Bill O'Reilly does, but sometimes he cuts you off and he won't let you talk, and that's what he was doing to Sandy. I felt so bad for Sandy, And so the next day I called her and I said, you know, I think I said that to you, Sandy. I feel really bad you weren't able to talk. I sensed your frustration, but I appreciate what you were doing to stand up because we were dealing with that issue too, because the Pennies had hired LBGT, outspoken activist, Ellen DeGeneres, to be their spokesperson. And a lot of people were bothered by that, weren't going to shop at Pennies anymore. So I asked Sandy, I said, we've got an opening at 7 o'clock Central Time in the morning on American Family Radio Talk. We desperately need somebody like yourself to do a talk show, because you had experience in talk radio. I knew that in Chicago for all those years. And so you said, hey, yes, I want to do that. And so we went up to your home and put the, what do we put, some kind of makeshift studio in your your home?
Yep. Yes, you did.
So there, and then we flipped the switch, and all of a sudden we have Sandy Rios in the morning live on American Family Radio, and 4 years later, here we are right now.
Yeah, no, that's actually a great story. And the other, on my part of it, that evening, I had been working with Fox. I was with them for 8 years, and I love Fox, and I love my interactions. I have friends there. And I'm so grateful for Fox. I often criticize Fox because I have to. I have to say what I believe is true. But just to give context to what I say. But on that particular night, you know, I take those appearances very seriously.
Right.
And I pray about them. I prepare like crazy. And I try to, like I do from a morning show, try to pare it down to the thing that I need to communicate. And I had certainly worked to do that, and Bill just would not let me, I mean, would not let me say what I wanted to say. He just blocked it. He was very nervous about doing anything about Ellen DeGeneres, so he was out to make sure I didn't say anything that he was upset with. And, of course, my point would not have personally insulted her. It was the whole point that she was an activist.
Right.
And she should not be representing a family a family company. So, when I got off that appearance, I was so deeply discouraged. I got in the car with my husband, and I just said, I don't know what I'm doing. And I prayed. I said, Lord, you have called me to this work, and if I can't really actually say anything, if I'm going to be blocked, then why am I doing this? Because I'm not doing it so I can be on television, so I can be important, or so I can make money, or whatever, you fill in the blank. That's really not my motivation. And if it's going to be like this, what is the use? What is the point? And that's the next morning you called. And I just think knew, I recognized God's hand, because he's done that so often in my life. He just has. He's just brought things out of the blue and led me to something different. And I knew that he was speaking through you on that morning, Tim. So it's been a privilege and a pleasure. And it's interesting, because I did radio sort of in a different way in the past. I did a radio show more to a secular audience. I honed that skill. I wanted to. And we had a very successful show in Chicago, 3-hour show. We played all pop bumpers, and we did very sophisticated, edgy production elements. And I talked to people who were not necessarily on the same page with us in terms of faith or culture. And so I always felt that was my calling, which I do think it is and was. But you asked me to come back and talk to a Christian audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you that to me, at this time in our nation, and for me personally, it has been a godsend to encourage the brothers now, to turn it back to them and talk to them about our perspective, and how then shall we live in the midst of all of this? And then they write back to me, encourage me. And so I just think, I just have to say, I'm grateful to you, and I think that God's timing was just perfect in terms of, for me personally, and hopefully for the sake of the kingdom, which is our main goal.
Amen. Amen. You're listening to Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio. I'm looking through the window, and I'm seeing that we have people here ready to answer your phone calls, to make your gift to American Family Radio, because you believe in what we're doing. You want us to stay on the air and keep broadcasting the truth as Sandy does each morning. If you share our belief that this is important and that you want American Family Radio in your community as you've been listening to it, let me ask you please to make a gift, because we're a charity. We're a nonprofit organization. We have to have listeners support us, or we're not on the radio. We're not like National Public Radio, where we get a check from the federal government. or the state government or whatever the case may be. We don't get any government money, nor would we take any, even if they offered it, because we don't want the strings attached. We wouldn't want the strings attached. Nothing. A lot of good people work at National Public Radio. I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying that it's different here. Either we hear from our listeners, they believe in what we're doing, or there's no American Family Radio. We can't count on any check from the government or any big foundation or George Soros. Of course, we wouldn't take money from George Soros either if he offered it. But here's the phone number. Well, I don't know. Would you take the devil's money, Sandy, to do God's work? I guess that's a moral question.
To do God's moral dilemma. Work. I don't know. I'd have to pray about
would you,
that.
Huh?
Yeah, I'd have to pray about it. I wouldn't
if
take it for me.
George Soros said, here's $1 million.
I wouldn't take it for me.
Okay.
Look, if I thought I could turn George Soros' $1 million around and buy two more stations
yes.
for AFR with no strings attached, yes.
Okay. Okay. I just wondered how you would respond
to
that.
God, it's really not his money.
Although I just don't see us having that dilemma in front of us anytime soon. But,
well, you know, when the phone rings and he calls, I'd like to talk to him, okay?
Okay,
thanks.
Okay, maybe you have a quid pro quo. We can...
like we used to, you know, move to Hungary and give up your American citizenship and then... Yeah.
A quid pro
it's
quo.
It's Latin.
It means you pay to play.
Yeah, right.
Right?
I do something for you, you do something for me.
It's not something at Pizza Hut.
No.
Okay. A quid
no.
pro quo and a...
It's something
pizza.
No, it sounds like
okay.
sushi.
Okay. Yes, it does. It does. All right. Here's the phone number. If you believe in what we're doing and you say, Tim, Sandy, I want to stand with you. I appreciate American Family Radio. Here's my donation. If you'll please call and be as generous as you can, because it takes a lot of money to keep this network on the air. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. You just pick up the phone. And you call this phone number, 877-616-2396. And let me tell you, folks, or you can go to American Family Radio on the internet, AFR.net.
All right.
AFR.net. Go ahead, Sandy.
Yeah, we have another listener story, and I love them, so let's listen.
This is Juliet in Macon, Georgia, and I just thank the good Lord Jesus for Sandy Rios in the morning. Sandy tells me things I would never know. God bless her and her family, and God bless AFR. Thank you so much for your Christian messages and your Christian information that we Christians need to know about.
Juliet, that was beautiful. You know, Tim, that's the first time we've heard these, right? I mean, you haven't heard them, and I haven't either, so... It's just lovely. It really is so encouraging. And if you, like Juliet, have been listening to AFR Talk and you have the means to help us, we're asking for your help this morning. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net, and make your most generous pledge. We just have a couple of minutes left here before we go to another break, Tim, and we're going to talk about some other news. Oh, gosh, there's so much going on. One of the amazing stories to me this morning is we're finding out from this WikiLeaks, excuse me, the number of media organizations that are colluding with the Clinton campaign. It is absolutely astounding, including the AP. The AP worked with the Clinton campaign to plant a friendly story just before the Benghazi committee hearing. Just so you know.
Yeah.
And we know now that they have given, media operatives have given something like, I got to get the numbers here, but it's like almost $400,000 to the Clinton campaign, and they've given something like $4,000 to the Trump campaign.
Yeah, whatever you think of Mr. Trump, Drudge had a headline about a week ago, says, Donald Trump versus the world.
Yeah.
And so it really is. He's got the whole media attacking him.
Yeah.
And after him, and the Democratic Party, and a lot of celebrities. He's just got so much to contend with.
Carol Simpson, that first African-American woman to moderate a presidential debate, had given Hillary Clinton the maximum donation before she
Are you serious?
Hosted that debate. I could go on and on with specifics, but that's how corrupt it is. All right. Phone number's 877. This is why you need us, to tell you these things so you can be informed. You know, all truth is God's truth, even about politics, and we are committed to bringing the truth to you. 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. That's 877-616-2396. 1-800-795-9596. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
American Family Studios director Jeff Shambley.
If God is who he says he is and he's coming back one day, then I want to use everything that I have, everything that I can for his kingdom. Because ultimately that's all that matters. I mean, if God is ruling over this world and everything is coming back to him and he's redeeming the world, then the things that we do for him count the most. And early on in my life, I wanted those values to guide what I did for a career. Call with your support, 877-616-2396.
This is Donna in Shelbyville, Tennessee. I don't know what I'd do without AFR. I listen to you all day long, and when I'm on my computer at work, I love all your information that you give me. It energizes me and encourages me, and it makes my walk with the Lord a whole lot sweeter than it would be otherwise. And Brian Fisher and Sandy Rios and Brain and Dan Celia and Tim Wildman and Today's Issues and I could go on and on. I love Trivia Friday, and I really look forward to turning my radio on every day. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Fall Share-a-thon continues. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. American Family Radio, 25 years on the battlefront for your family.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you. And before I even give the phone number, I want to be specific. 430 people have gone on record. We at least know about donations that who are news anchors or reporters or writers. They've given $382,000 to Mrs. Clinton, and they've given $14,000 to Donald Trump. So that just gives you an idea of what's going on with that. This is Share-a-thon. It's 25 years on the battlefront for your family. And the phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You know, Tim, I think the question might be asked, what I just talked about reporters really colluding with a campaign and then planting stories, timing releases of information, coordinating efforts, you know, to destroy a candidate over the other candidate. That is illegal. That is against it's against their ethical principles. Many of them have signed, they have instructed, even by the New York Times and Washington Post, that they are not to contribute.
Right.
Or at least their contributions are not to, their reporting should be independent of any of their personal interests. So I just said that AFR is here 25 years on the battlefront for your family. How does that story, in your mind, tie to family? What does that have to do with the family interest of the American Family Radio or American Family Association?
Well, of course, the family is the foundation of civilization, of the world. I mean, it's God ordained. Look in the Bible. A mom, a dad, raise children. And that's how the world continues. That's how, mankind continues. And that's the way it's supposed to be. What's happened in our culture is everything's messed up because we get these images from the media, television programs, the movies, a lot of the entertainment industry telling us, you know, no, a family is anything you want to define it as. You know, no, it's not. Now, a family in a generic sense might be, like we call it the American Family Radio Network, but I'm talking about the God-ordained mom, dad, children family unit. That's worth the protecting and defending. And I think, quite frankly, if you look in the Bible, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, the Bible says, and I think he's after the family, to destroy the family. And we see the chaos that's happening in our country, and many of us listening right now know families that are being attacked, marriages that are being attacked. So we want to continue to hold the banner high for marriage and for family, for God's way. And so, Sandy, we're going to continue to do this. Obviously, people fail in that attempt sometimes. A divorce is just a reality of life. Broken homes in our country are just a reality of life. We don't want it to be that way. And even so, when that happens, God still offers hope for people to restore themselves and get back on their feet. So all those things, it's a long-winded answer to your question, but we're passionate about the family here at American Family Radio, and we're going to continue to promote family values and the biblical view of marriage and family.
And I think in that particular story, the problem is that the media outlets, entertainment and news media, are not pro-family
in the
traditional sense at all. And so they are supporting candidates who are against the very fiber, what makes a family strong.
Well, they want to say like two men being married is a family.
Yeah.
Okay, two women being married is a family. A man and four wives is a family. They want to equate that with God's standard, God's definition of family, which is one man and one woman with children. That's a family. And, you know, we're throwing all these false definitions. We're told we need to accept them, or we're being judgmental or bigoted or homophobic or whatever the latest word of the day they want to throw at us. Sandy, we've got to stand back and say no. As much as these attacks come against us, we've got to hold firm to the Word of God and to what the Bible says about the family. And we can't apologize for it or go backwards or wilt. That's what a lot of our by the way, Sandy, you've got me going here, and I don't know when I'm going to stop, but this is so—
I know, the clock is going to make you stop.
I know. We're so passionate about this, as are you are, and so many of our Christian brothers and sisters are wilting under the pressure of the culture to be quiet and to shut up and to, you know, to not fight for these values that the Bible says are right. The Bible says some things are right, some things are wrong. We need to stand for the things that are right. So if you believe what I just said and you believe what Sandy's been talking about, then guess what? You're our kind of people. And we need you to help us, because American Family Radio, we can't keep preaching this truth unless we have people to help us financially. That's just as simple as it is, just like your church. Or just like any ministry, we have to have financial support. So if you believe in what we're doing here and spreading this kind of truth all across the country on American Family Radio, here's our phone number, 877-616-2396. Toll free. It's a toll free number. Just pick up the phone, call, and be as generous as you can and make your pledge. It's tax deductible. We're a charity registered with the IRS. We've been around since 1977, so been around a long time. Here's our phone number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. American Family Association has been around since 1977. American Family Radio has been around since 1991, which is thus our theme, 25 years on the battlefront for your family. I'm Tim Wildman, and I've hijacked Sandy Rios in the morning. Here, but not even let Sandy talk on her own show. Take it away, Sandy.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. Yesterday, an observation I made, Tim, that I want to repeat. In this election cycle, the left, the State Department, Jay Johnson, the Obama administration, has made a mantra out of blaming Russia in advance for allegedly wanting to hack our election system. They've just gone, it's over and over. The Russians, they're going to overtake our voter system, and they're going to, you know, they rig the outcome because they're friends to Donald Trump and blah, 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 blah. And Jay Johnson also, we may have to nationalize the elections because of this, and on and on and on they went. So
why are they doing this, you think?
Because if the election didn't go their way, they would blame it on the Russians and then create chaos with the results. Whether they ask for a recount or say throw the results out and say it's all fraudulent because this foreign power was involved, that's what I believe. This is the way they think, Tim. It's just amazing. But now, in the last several days, Donald Trump's been talking about rigged elections. And so they're going after him, and they're saying that it's unpatriotic, and how dare he. And the AP's reporting there have been never in the history of American elections has there ever been proof of any widespread voter fraud. And on it goes, which that I could sit here and recite to you for an hour, the voter fraud I know about. So they are, you know, appalled, just shocked that any elections might be rigged. In fact, let's listen to this montage that was played just last night on Special Report, Cut 4.
It's a rigged system. And they take these lies and they put them on front pages. This is a rigged system, folks.
How concerned are you about this?
Not at all. Neither is Mike Pence, who is the second highest ranking official of the Trump campaign. Neither is Paul Ryan, if you believe his spokesperson, who indicated he had confidence that this election would be conducted fairly.
Well, I got a newsflash for you. The president's press secretary doesn't speak for me. You know, they're not worried about it because they deny it's happening. I'm not worried about it because I know the American people are not going to let it happen.
It's an insult to American voters, and it's an insult to county registrars to say that America doesn't know how to run an election.
That was Tim Kaine. It's an insult to county registrars saying that America doesn't know how to run an election. Meanwhile, just two stories this morning, Tim. Allegations of voter fraud in Tarrant County, Texas. A federal judge in Florida is, and it has to do with mail-in ballots. A federal judge in Florida is an Obama appointee, is giving Florida voters, it says, a chance to fix their vote-by-mail ballots in case their signatures don't happen to match their voter registration. And J. Christian Adams and others have been doing a project on voter fraud, and they have found already in Virginia and Pennsylvania unbelievable amounts of illegal immigrants registered to vote. Motor voter fraud is just rampant. So, you know, I know that Tim Kaine and the Clinton campaign is shocked that anybody would suggest, you know, how un-American to suggest that there might be voter fraud. But it's been going on, as far as I know, Tim, in my lifetime since the Kennedy election of 1960, when the election was stolen in Chicago. Everybody knows that. John F. Kennedy's dad bought votes. He made statements about that. So this is just another issue that we must cover and tell people about.
Amen. You're listening to... You stopped there suddenly. I thought you were gathering your breath to make another comment.
No, I was pitching it to you, okay. But you can't see me, so you don't know this.
I agree with you, Sandy.
The
phone number is 877-616-2396. I don't know anything about the it's interesting. I was listening intently to you tell about the JFK dad bought votes in Chicago in the 60s. Really? That?
Oh, absolutely. That's historically accurate. And also that there was that Joseph Kennedy, the dad, spent a lot of money buying votes. He made some statement about, I didn't, some profanity blank, I didn't pay for a landslide. You know, so, no, it wasn't just Chicago. It was other places. So, this is, but of course the left is shocked.
Well,
and it's un-American to say that that happened.
There was one lady after the last election between Obama and Mitt Romney, and she voted for Obama. She was in Ohio. I'll never forget seeing her on TV. And this got some attention nationally, but anyway, she said, yes, I voted for Obama three times because he deserved it.
Well, then here's the. But Tim, the thing of it is actually,
I'm serious.
This is
that
so
really happened.
Serious.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania will likely be stolen. I'm just telling you from what I'm reading and what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Illegal immigrant voting in this part of the country is very serious, and of course, I have to hasten to add, it's a felony to vote illegally. And if there should be a new administration, a new Justice Department will prosecute. So anybody within the range of my voice that's contemplating voting more than once. Doing anything untoward at the ballot box, remember, it is a felony, regardless of what this current lawless administration, how they incur. By the way, they won't even glean the voting rolls, Tim. The federal, I don't know if they say election commission, but the federal authorities will not allow states to glean their voting records. There's a master list of people who are in this country that are not citizens but are here legally, and they will not share that list with people that are trying to glean the voting rolls. That's how bad it is. So these are the kinds of things that we talk to you about every single day.
Well, somebody needs to do something about that. The Republican National Committee or
No, there are like my J. Christian Adams and others have these independent Hans von Spakovsky. Good friends of mine, they're both working at this, but they're getting nowhere because we live in a lawless age. So don't tell me when people poo-poo that there will be election fraud, that there's tons of it, and we're going to see more of it. Our phone numbers, with that happy thought, this is why we need your help, because we want to be able to be here to tell you this, to warn you, to help you navigate these difficult times. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net and just give what you can today. Okay, here's another listener who has been faithfully supporting us. Let's listen.
Hawker from Grand Rapids, Michigan. It is a great privilege for me to partner with AFR going on my third year now. Listening to podcasts from Sandy Rios, Focal Point, Financial Issues, and other AFR programs has kept me fully informed while totally eliminating my need to read or listen to the mainstream media. Thank you, AFR and AFA. God bless you.
Lovely. Well, thank you, God.
Yeah, listening on a podcast, right?
Yeah, very cool. And we should say, you can listen to all these shows later, you know, if you can't get them on a timely, or if you're going to work. I hear people say to me all the time, I'm driving to work and I can only listen to the first half or the second half. And so there are ways to listen later when it's convenient for you. Also, we have an app that you can listen to American Family Radio all over the world anytime. It's AFR Talk, AFR Talk app. You can download it and listen anywhere. And I always recommend that. I love doing that. Wherever we are, my husband and I, when we travel, we can do that. So it's just a great tool.
Absolutely. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes left here on Share-a-thon for this hour. And here's our phone number, folks. If you believe in what we're doing here at American Family Radio and you want us to stay on the air in your community and keep growing and reaching as many people as we possibly can, the ultimate goal, obviously, is to see lives change through the power of the gospel of Christ. And secondly, to tell people the truth about what's happening in our country so that we can make a difference. We can engage. We can be salt and light that Jesus talked about. We only got one America, folks. There's nowhere else to sail to. We can't start over anywhere else. I don't see anywhere else where we can start over out there. So if we lose this country, then I don't know where we turn. You know, by lose, I mean we may physically be here as a country, but I'm talking about the moral foundations of America, the constitutional freedoms we enjoy, our way of life, as opposed to other places in the world where we see communism and socialism and totalitarianism and government takeover and prohibition against faith and those kinds of things. We don't want those things to happen, so we're fighting back against the darkness in the culture. If you believe in what we're doing, if you stand with Sandy, who's here every morning, you know, doing her part, then give us a call and make a gift to AFR. And please be as generous as you can, because we need your financial support to stay on the air and to keep broadcasting the truth. So if you stand with us, here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can follow us on the internet at AFR.net, AFR.net. Again, let me give the phone number slowly. 877-616-2396. Sandy, it's out of time here. It's been a fun hour.
It has been a fun hour. Yeah. Thanks for joining me, Tim.
Absolutely.
And, tomorrow we'll talk about more news. There's just so much. There's so much coming out with this WikiLeaks stuff that, of course, we didn't get to. The FBI actually refers to the Clinton operatives they were dealing with as a shadow government. I don't know if you know the significance of that, but that's very scary, where they set up an alternative power that people don't know about, unelected officials, kind of like those czars that the President Obama appointed a long time ago. Also, stories about how unpleasant Mrs. Clinton was to guard. The FBI saying nobody wanted to protect her. It used to be a plum assignment to protect the Secretary of State, but people were begging off, and they were giving it to the younger agents because of the abuse they were suffering, verbal abuse from Mrs. Clinton. There's a lot to say, and we're going to keep saying it. 877-616-2396. Sandy Rios with Tim Wildman in the morning on AFR Talk.